Good morning. A ridge of high pressure building in at both the surface and aloft across interior New York and New England will keep the warming trend into the new week. As we round out the month of August, we'll look for some fog this morning and a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. It'll become breezy, but very warm and more humid with high temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, back into the 60s, and the heat will build tomorrow with that ridge of high pressure overhead, highs in the upper 80s with some spots even touching 90 in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. The humidity will continue to build into the day tomorrow and again on Wednesday, when even more of us will reach the 90 degree mark with a mix of hazy sun and clouds. A front will sag down from Canada on Thursday. With that front close by, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms during the day, otherwise more hazy sun and clouds. Highs, though, will stay in the middle to upper 80s due to the increased cloud cover. Then behind that front, a chance for a marine flow, and with the wind off of the Atlantic and out of the southeast, we'll most likely stay in the 80s, though with dry weather on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, even as that ridge holds strong in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Erica fell below tropical storm strength as we hit the weekend and is now classified as just a tropical wave. However, its remnants are soaking Florida with heavy rain. Over 4 inches of rain has been reported in some areas. Flood watches remain in effect for a large part of the peninsula. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Fred, located about 35 miles south of Rabil in the Cape Verde Islands. Fred is moving toward the northwest near 12 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today as it moves through the Cape Verde Islands. A northwestward motion at a slightly slower forward speed is expected tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 80 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some additional strengthening is possible today as Fred moves through the Cape Verde Islands. And Hurricane Ignacio is located 320 miles east of Hilo, Hawaii. Ignacio is a major hurricane with winds of 115 miles per hour. Ignacio is expected to pass well east and northeast of the main Hawaiian islands over the next couple of days. However, large swells generated by the hurricane will continue along the east-facing shores of the islands for the next several days. Resultant surf will be large, potentially damaging, and life-threatening. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 46 degrees with a west wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility and fog, 65 degrees with a dew point of 63, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30 inches even, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Cortez, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 90s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 61. The average temperature, 72. That's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.30 inches for the month, which is 93 hundredths of an inch above average, and 23.14 inches for the year, which is 2.92 inches of precipitation below average. There were 7 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 248. That's 74 above average, and 737 for the year, which is 197 cooling degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees. The average low, 57. The record high, 93, set in 1953, and the record low, 37, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:32 p.m., 13 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly to mostly cloudy today, though hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and more humid today with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and humid today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, upper 80s to around 90. A mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid Wednesday, around 90. A chance of a scattered thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise remaining hot and humid with highs in the middle to upper 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with high temperatures staying in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.